Good evening and welcome to everyone here this evening. I want to thank you for coming out tonight and supporting us in this way, and my prayer is that the peace of God is ruling in your hearts this evening. Guten Abend and welcome to jedem ein, was hier ist von der Jekum. Ich sage Dankeschön für hier Kum und uns ist das ungestärten, dass so viel wird, hier sehr viele Menschen zu sein. Und mein Gebet wird sein von der dort, der Fried Gottes wird an jene Horten von der wandeln. It is a great privilege that we have to celebrate this time of year, as we just heard the children sing, Joyful, Joyful. And as this is the time of joy, as you see in your bulletins, the verse I'm going to be reading, Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. It says, Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Joy. I think in Christmas, around Christmas time, I think we all experience joy, but the world experiences a different type of joy than we do. And by the world, I mean those who have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The world experiences joy. The joy that the world experiences is limited to the gift that is in their hands a lot of times. It is a joy that will quickly fade within a few days as the excitement of the material gift does. But the joy of a Christian is way beyond that. Our joy is in the gift that we get from the Lord's hands. The hands that are blood-stained and nail-scarred, as he gave his life on Calvary to give us the greatest gift that we could ever receive. Eternal life and salvation through Jesus. And I think it's important that we recognize that it's not just the birth of our Savior that we're celebrating, but it's also the death and resurrection. Because this great gift in which we find our joy, it is in the finished work of Christ. Not just the birth, not just the death, and not just the resurrection, but the complete finished work of Christ. When Jesus said in John 19, verse 30, he said, It is finished. And after he had risen a few days, 3 days after that, is when the work of salvation was complete. And in this is where we find our joy. More often than not, we forget that the one lying in the manger was the one who made the tree on which he would hang a few years later to pay for the sins of you, of me, and of the whole world. And this is where we find our joy. It is a joy that increases in value the longer we possess it instead of losing value. It is a joy that never fades. And it is a joy that is available to all of us. And as we are about to hear these children share the poems and songs, my prayer is that you're reminded. You're reminded of the great price that Christ paid on the cross to where we could have this gift in which we find our joy. And if there is anyone here tonight that does not have this joy, my prayer is that as you hear these songs, that you would see the need that you have for forgiveness of sins. And that forgiveness is available to you. Those sins are paid for. And it is available to anyone who acknowledges Jesus as their Lord and Savior, who will repent and trust in the blood that Christ shed. So as we prepare our hearts to hear these songs that the children will be singing, I just pray that these songs would be personal to you, that they would bring to your remembrance the true meaning and the true joy that we have in Christmas. So before we continue, I would just like for us all to bow our heads in prayer. Great and Heavenly Father, as we come here before you, first, Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for the great gift of salvation which we have. Lord, and I pray that it may truly be the joy that is filling our hearts today. Lord, and I ask that if there's anyone here today, Lord, that they have not received this great gift and received your joy, that they would tarry no longer, but Lord, that they would just acknowledge you as Lord and Lord, and that your kingdom may be multiplied. And as these children prepare to sing these songs, I just pray for your peace to be upon them, and that through it you may be glorified and your kingdom may be multiplied. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
we care for honoring the Christ child with the loving gifts we share. The wise men gave of riches, the shepherds faith and love. Each gift in its own measure was modeled from above. Let every gift be treasure, not always size or price, showing the extent of love and willing sacrifice. Handsome gifts with festive trim brings thoughts of sweet content, but modest gifts of humble means are oft-times heaven sent. Whether it be large or small, each gift will share in part. The true message of Christmas joy is given from the heart.
Honest, ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem, in Israel, this blessed babe was born, and lay within a manger upon this blessed morn. The which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Don't Forget Jesus by Emma Solandis.
Christmas is a special time to reflect on Jesus Christ.
The wonder of his lowly birth brings meaning to our lives.
There really is no other reason we celebrate this day, the birth of God's precious Son and the life he willingly gave.
But so much seems to distract us. In the busyness of our lives, we lose our focus in all the happenings, not knowing we leave our Christ.
We lose sight of the true meaning as we endlessly rush about, trying to find that perfect gift seems to cloud our Savior out.
We need to stop to reflect a while, remembering our precious Lord, his birth, his life, his sacrifice, and all that he stands for.
For though the world may celebrate, it seems though for other reason, let's keep in mind that Jesus Christ is the true meaning of the season.
Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 6, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground.
He hath no form or comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
He is despised and rejected a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
And we hid as if our faces were from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
He was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. And in his stripes, in his stripes and our peace, we are healed.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord laid the iniquities of us all.
Release us, let us find our rest in thee.
A Christmas Prayer by Robert Louis Stevenson. Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus.
That we may share the song of the angels.
The gladness of the shepherds.
The worship of the wise men.
Close the door of hate.
And open the door of love all over the world.
Let kindness come with every gift, and good desire with every greeting.
Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings.
And teach us to be merry with a clear heart.
May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children.
And Christmas evening bring us safely to our beds with grateful thoughts.
Forgiving and forgiven for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, and before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost.
And Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily.
But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, the son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying,
Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Then Joseph did as the angel of the Lord commanded, and took to him his wife.
And knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem,
saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and are come to worship him.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Matthew 1, verse 18 through chapter 2, verse 4.
Sorrow and grief are low by thy light.
Dark was the night in Israel, dark was slavery and sin. Hear the sobbing cry, arise, Messiah, deliver without and in.
A Redeemer shall come, we, the prophet's words to treasure, waiting, watching, hoping, longing for the promise of the Savior.
The Lord is with you. Startling words on a virgin's ear did fall. A special son you will bear. Call his name Emmanuel.
He comes from little Bethlehem. Is this really David's son? People in darkness will see a light, the wonderful, righteous, healing son.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men, angels sing at his birth. O mystery of incarnation, holy God came down to earth.
The Prince of Peace lies in a manger, fulfilling every prophecy. The salvation you've told us about, our very eyes now do see.
Glory to God in the highest. Sing with us this joyful Noel. Thanks be to God for his gift, wondrous gift of Emmanuel.
Lord, send on me.
right, thank you for coming. We've reached the end of the school program. Welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Older rule is lost, as Satan has his way, blinding us in mats across our Lord our special day. Let's give it back to him. No Santa laws or trees, only Christ our Lord and King is born for us set us free. Hey, Jesus Christ was born for you and me to save us from sin and King of butter victory.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive his King. Let every heart prepare him room. In heaven and nature sing.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh God, that's the roof, though the shadows seem thin, I'm a blue dance. Yeah, coffin on trace the room from. Hallelujah, are we present? Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, are we present? In Hallelujah, amen.
Du hast neue Schichter, ich starte nicht drauf. Jesus, da, ich hatte wie geboten. Ich habe in der Welt für dich, Gott, wie schön, deutlich war. Dein Herr, ja, Jesus, kann die Kraft geben, dort dir in der Tum nicht zurück sein. Dein Herr, they come to crop you in.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Willie.
Merry Christmas.
Joy to the world, the world is come. Let earth receive our King. Let every heart prepare him room. In heaven and nature sing. In heaven, nature sing.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have you
My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. My Jesus is alive.
The Christmas guest. It happened one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old-time friend, and they found his shop so meager and mean, made gay with a thousand bows of green. And Conrad was stitching with face ashine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine. And he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, 'I'm coming your guest to be.' So I've been busy with feet astir and strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is set and the kettle is shined, and over the rafters the holly is twined. Now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely, so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place, and I'll open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he'd had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn, and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door, and he said, "You know, your feet must be frozen sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that'll keep you warmer, too." So with grateful heart, the man went away, but Conrad noticed the time of day, and wondered what made the Lord so late, and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more, a bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So old Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and let her sit at the table and sup. But after she'd left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would, and Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me, where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again, Conrad's heart felt heavy and sad, yet he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray. He said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." Then soft in the silence, the voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. Three times my shadow crossed your floor, and three times I came to your lonely door. I was the beggar with the bruised cold feet, and I was the woman you gave something to eat. I was the child on the homeless street. Three times I knocked, three times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best, and I was honored to be your Christmas guest.
All right. Well, that's every last one of our bags. So next to move over, mutton bit my redmiyani. But thank you all for coming. I'm going to give it over to Frank.
Students, do I have your attention? Staff, do I have your attention? Board, I just want to say well done. Well done. That was done very well. I'm very proud of you. I know that the Bible warns us not to be prideful, and that's not the kind of pride I'm talking about. I'm talking about I'm very satisfied in what you've done and all the work that went into it, and I hope you have a satisfaction within yourselves as well for a job well done. There was a lot of work that went into this, all kinds of stuff that we don't see. There's a lot of things that could have gone wrong, but they didn't. You worked hard. And one of the things that I want to say is all the memorization. If you've noticed that they weren't using pages, they were using memory. So that's very, very good. Another thing that they learned, we're here to do teamwork. To learn to do teamwork, they have to learn all kinds of stuff, all kinds of things. There was 84 people that had to surrender their will to work together. So job well done again. In Vivalam Danach Vavadon Abadang Fundet. Baba einfach sein, Gott die Erde fährt. Gott hat uns alles Orten gegeben, das wieder zu tun. Gott hat uns die Urm gegeben, den Verstand, die Möglichkeit von Lehren lesen, die Möglichkeit von Lehren denken, Dinge denken zu holen. Und so wird zu guter Letzt, weil wir werden sein, dass Gott hat die Erde für was wir getan haben. Und das ganz heißeste Ding ist, als die Geschichte, was wir in der Hand versucht rüberzubringen, und das ist die Geschichte, dass Gott war Mann. Gott war ein von uns. Und die Geburt von Jesu Christi ist der Geschicht, und der Geschicht kommt von der Sohn. Die wahrhaftige Ursache für Christus, für die Weihnachtsgeschichte, und die wahrhaftige Ursache ist, dass Jesus kommt in den Form von Mann. Das letzte Geschenk, was einmal jemals gegeben ist, worden wir aus Gott sehen, Jesus Christus geben. Das ist das letzte Geschenk, was jemals ist gegeben worden. Und ich hoffe, das ist ein Geschenk, was ich genommen habe. Ich hoffe, jeder einer hier von der Sohn, was hier ist, half dat geschenk ein weiter und andere weit ummul genommen. So wir waren zum Schluss noch dort, weil wir bloß sein, Gott die Ehe, was er uns gegeben hat. Erstlich an das Geschenk, was er uns mal gegeben hat, an sein Sehen, Jesus Christus. Und dann auch wieder für alle anderen Dinge, wo wir so viel mal nicht an denken, dann, dort wieder haben. Orum, klarer Verstand, kann hören, kann lesen, kann handtieten, und haben diese Facilities. Hat er uns so viel alles Arten gegeben. So wir waren am Dank vergeben und Preis, diese Weihnachtsding. In einem Moment, wo wir beten, aber auch wir tun, weil wir noch ein Klimati-Business tun. Zu den Eltern, weil ich uns sagen, Dankeschön für das Unterstatten, mit den Gebeten, mit den Kindern Unterstatten, wenn sie in den Haus kommen und sagen, oh, ich habe so ein Graut, das wollte ich so denken, memorizen. Und die dann Unterstatten, die dann sagen, das wird schaffen und das hat geschafft. Wieder, weil ich bloß sagen, weil wir wieder beten und dort. Und dann, futz nur dem, wenn der Teacher ist, die Students dismissen dann, bloß geht das weiter, dann erst nicht mehr Schule, dann sind die Students weiter in Juni hängen, dann sind die weiter in Juni Responsibility, in Juni Verantwortlichkeit. Und dann noch ein Letzter. Und dort hast du es in der Stadt so wie die Water Fountains. Du sind Dinge buben, was Kinder dann noch mal vergeten dann. Und ich denke, die steht einmal hier in dieser Seite, denkt und ich so sei uns. Und die Mama ist dann immer vorbeigehen, sein ist ein von Juni Kinder, damit immer was liegen gelassen haben. So, dann kann ich dort mit nach Hause nehmen, dann habe ich. Have a doctor to meet. Okay, sehr gut. Da werden wir noch alle top an so Hebdenägen für ein Gebet.